And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news in pop culture for this week. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host who has not taken a dump in the Walmart entrance, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm good. Yeah, I decided not to take my dump in the Walmart entrance. Instead, I took it in the Sobeys entrance. If you're Canadian, you know what that is.
Yeah, I like to take mine in the toilet paper section since there's none left.
Oh, smart. Yeah. Is that kind of like a revolting thing?
Yeah, so send a message to the big man upstairs.
Get your toilet paper or else.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, it's not my fault.
No, that's fair.
All right, Alex. Well, besides visiting your local Sobeys, anything new going on in your life?
You know, nothing crazy. Just trying to survive the quarantine life. It's getting pretty difficult. You know what I mean? Everyone knows what I mean. That quarantine life is a struggle. But you know, thankful that you know I still have a job that's considered an essential service. So shout out to that. Being consistently working just kind of helps with my sanity a little bit. I can actually get out of the house and have a reason to be out of the house. So, you know how it is.
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what you mean. I do not know how difficult it is because it's just my everyday life, just sitting at home watching movies. My life has not changed one iota since the quarantine. The only thing that has changed is the quality of memes and other people reacting.
That's right. The quality of memes has differentiated. I'm not sure if you think it's a positive or a negative on the memes.
You know, it's more so just the content, the type of memes we're getting. All of a sudden, everyone now has pick one of six quarantine houses.
Oh yeah, that's a new one. Are you happy that the Corona ones are gone?
Yes, that has dropped. Maybe people stopped posting photos of them with Corona bottles after they listened to our podcast. They're like, oh man, we gotta calm down on the Corona bottles. But yeah, I'm glad that stopped.
Yeah, I know. That was like your main piss off.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm good to go now.
You're good to go now? You've had like 2 weeks off this podcast and you're just ready to go. You know, that Easter break really helping us out.
Exactly. So, speaking of the six houses quarantine challenge, Alex, well, let's look at the stories here. And which house would you prefer to live in out of the six? So we got 24-hour Quibi video streaming in the room. We have a bunch of Tinder girls at your own risk. We have somebody projectile pooping everywhere in the room. We have someone from Indiana with $8 million, and you just have to sit there and watch him with it. And we got the movie Cats playing 24/7 in a room. And then you have the two of us. So everyone at home, those are your six quarantine houses.
Those are the six quarantine options. You know what? I would choose ourselves. The rest of those sound like a little bit of hell.
Yeah, well, and for us, obviously, we would choose ourselves, but I'm sure anyone out there listening, that would be the last option. I'm sure my girlfriend, if she was given the choice between the six, she would not pick stuck in a room with the two of us.
Yeah, you know, because you'd just make things weird.
To be fair, my girlfriend lives in Indiana, so I have a strong inclination that she would pick spending time with an Indiana man with $8 million.
Yeah, I mean, you know, $8 million definitely kind of helps that man's situation.
Yeah, especially since Quentin is stuck in a room with Alex. He can't do anything about it. Who knows what she'll do with the $8 million.
Yeah, I mean, we're stuck in a room together. How long until one of us tries to eat the other person?
Well, that never crossed my mind, so I guess you'd eat me first.
Okay. Well, you know, survival of the fittest, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm definitely not the fittest, so I guess that makes the most sense. But yeah, especially with quarantine, that's probably been the biggest difference. I can't go to the gym. That's been the most notable thing. Yeah, I don't miss watching movies though. It's been great. I've been watching a lot lately.
No, yeah, you have like 1,000 movies to watch, so you're definitely finding that free time to get it out of the way.
That's right. But who needs to watch movies, Alex? They're so long. They're like 2 hours. That's so much time. It's such a waste.
Right.
So, luckily, through the times of quarantine, we have solved this issue and we have a new streaming service. Netflix, they make what? They made The Irishman, which was 3.5 hours. Oh my gosh, do you know how many movies you could watch in 3.5 hours? That would be 21 movies. So Quibi says, no. 3.5 hours? No, you can watch 31 movies on our app because Quibi is releasing episodes, movies, whatever have you, that are only 10 minutes long each.
I mean, that's a pretty great idea.
Yeah, that's their entire service. Just a service that only creates 10-minute long movies or shows. And the purpose behind it, they're kind of thinking, okay, when people go to the washroom and they want to watch something while they're taking a crap, whether it be in a Walmart entrance or in the toilet, they probably want to watch something. Instead of watching YouTube, they could watch our new streaming service. I feel like they're more in competition with YouTube than Netflix.
I mean, I'm looking at, yeah, I'm looking at this right now. I'm like, Quibi already exists. It's called YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. It is basically YouTube because it's just a bunch of weird freaking content thrown into different sections. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just YouTube that you have to pay for. YouTube Premium.
I don't know if I paid for, I don't know if I'd pay for this service, but don't you get like 3 months free, something like that?
Do you get 3 months free? I don't know how much it is after that monthly, but
Oh my God, I can't believe I got that right on a guess.
yeah, that's right. But yeah, they it's 3 months free after that. Who knows how much it is? Hopefully it should be $10 a month just to continue with the whole 10 trend they're going with.
I'm quickly reading through some of these, and I'm just like, okay. That's a rip up. That's a rip off of Lost. This is a rip off of this. This is a rip off of that.
My favorite is they have a show called Survive.
Right? That's the rip off of Lost.
Right. But it's just funny because the name's so similar to Survivor that I don't know why they made a name so similar to another show. They should have thought of something different. But yeah, it's pretty much just a Lost ripoff.
But hey, I mean, it stars Sophie Turner.
Yeah, a lot of shows have a lot of big names, if you notice. Everyone has like some name to go with it. And that's because I should probably get the actual numbers here, but they spent, how much is it? Couple $1 billion on this. I believe it's six
Jeez.
to get this out and running. They just threw, they just squeezed the everlasting crap out of whatever money they had to go into this thing. They've paid for as many big names as they can get. They're throwing out as much content as they can get. I believe every day they're releasing a new movie slash show, which, you know, isn't saying much because they're only 10 minutes long. But they're constantly churning stuff out. They are going with the same Netflix style of every day we'll release something, whether it's good or bad, we'll give you content.
Oh my goodness. They're bringing back Punked. I think that's the one I'm going to be most excited
Yeah,
for.
they got Punked coming back. Liam Hemsworth is in a movie. They got all kinds of things going on. And it says here at the launch, I'm looking at it here, Quibi is expected to launch with 175 shows.
That's actually quite a bit of selection.
Yeah, they are not doing the Apple TV Plus approach of only six things. They are going full throttle with this. And I'm looking at it here with ads. It's $4.99. Without, it's $7.99.
So if you have the option, which one are you going with? Can you risk some ads for a cheaper experience?
My option would be neither. I'm not gonna get this service.
You're not going to get the service. You're not even going to try it.
No, I do think it's funny that you could that for $4.99 you can get it with ads. It's a 10-minute movie. With ads, it makes like they'll be half the length of the movie. We'll be watching commercials.
Again, it's a YouTube video.
Yeah, exactly. It's really is just watching YouTube videos.
I don't know. Just because the first 3 months is free, I might try it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no harm in trying it out. I'm just so not interested in that. I don't think I will try it out. I'll just listen to other people's opinions. You can let us know, Alex. You can be the field correspondent. You'll be out on the
Yeah.
field letting us know.
I'll be sure to binge. I'll be sure to binge Punked. I'll binge Survive, and I'll binge that Liam Hemsworth one, and then I'll tell you how it goes.
But yes, for the movies, they'll be split up into chapters, so each chapter will be 10 minutes.
Oh, so it basically is a movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's like taking The Irishman and breaking it off 21 different sections. But yeah, that's the big thing here. And have you not heard of this, Alex? You seem like this is kind of new information to you. Have you not been bombarded on Facebook and YouTube and every social media platform you're on right now? Have you not seen advertisements for this?
Oh yeah, it's how I know. No wait, I can't give that up. Yeah, it's I've been bombarded with them. I haven't been paying much attention to them, or else I probably would have noticed the 3 month thing.
Yeah, that's true. I don't pay much attention to it either. As soon as I see one, I take out my phone and just stare at my phone because I refuse to look at them anymore.
It's only a phone thing too.
Yeah, Quibi, yeah, they really are trying to piss me off. They're trying to drive me nuts with all these advertisements.
Like you actually can't, you can't download this for your computer. You have to do it on your phone.
Yeah, it's meant directly for your phone.
Like that's annoying.
So Martin Scorsese will not be making a movie for those.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if he was.
Yeah, because he famously stated, "Do not watch Irishman on Netflix from your phone. You'll ruin it.
Yeah, you have to watch it on a TV.
Must be watched on a TV." So yeah, Scorsese not the biggest fan of phones. Well, maybe likes phones, but not the biggest fan of watching films from the phone. This isn't one of the stories, but did you hear that his next film that he's working on, he's asking for a $200 million budget, and no one's giving it to him from the movie studios, so he is now having to go back to Netflix to see if they'll make it.
Oh.
So the movie he was originally making, it was a $170 million budget, which is still insane. And Paramount still said, "Yes, we'll do it. You're a great director. We'll give you this insane amount of money to make this movie you want to do. Whatever, we want it." And then he goes, "Oh, actually," a few months later, he was like, "Actually, it needs to be 200 million. I need an extra $30 million for this film." And they were like, "Dude, this was enough already. We can't do this. Please just find someone else. We're not doing it." So now he's gonna do either Netflix or Apple Plus will pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just funny how he keeps crapping on the streaming services, but they're the only ones that'll pay this insane amount of money for him. Quibi, they should jump on this opportunity. They should pick it up and break it off into 21 chapters.
Yeah, I mean, what more do you want?
So moving on from one app, Quibi, to a bit of an older app here, we have Tinder. And I just thought this was a very interesting story because we have a doctor coming out to endorse Tinder hookups. Despite the coronavirus, despite COVID-19 outbreak going on right now, we do have a professional saying, "Fuck it. Literally fuck it. Like, whatever. Go out, hook up."
Really?
So this has been scientifically approved now. You guys are allowed to go out and sleep with random people.
Oh my goodness. That's I don't believe in this. Oh, that's all I'll say.
It's the government coronavirus expert. Oh, Alex, name me someone better than a government coronavirus expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on what to do when it comes to having sex. He seems like the expert on sex.
He seems like the expert on sex.
Yeah. 79-year-old, he probably knows everything about Tinder right now. He knows what's up. I would take his advice.
I think any normal person could probably be better at this.
Now, he did say, by the way, huge risk if you do this. Very easily could pass on the coronavirus, and it's probably not going to be good for you. But, and he actually said this, if the person is hot enough, it's worth the risk. So you heard it here first. If you match up with someone on Tinder that you're kind of like, eh, should I even have swiped right? I don't know. Maybe this was a mistake. Well, they don't risk it. But if the person is like a 9 out of 10, a 10 out of 10, you know what? It's the coronavirus. It's worth it.
Well, then it wouldn't be good for me because I'm a 0 out of 10.
Well, then don't show the girls this article.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you just don't have to show it. It's all good to go. Or just show them the title. The title says, "A doctor endorses Tinder." Just show them the title of the article, and the girls would be like, "Well, okay, I guess."
That's your new Tinder bio is just the link to the article.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. If you consider yourself a 10 out of 10 for attractiveness and you're listening to this podcast right now, just look up this article, just send the link onto your bio. So anybody that goes onto your account will go, "Oh wow, yeah, this guy's really attractive. He's worth it." And the link says it's cool for me to do it now. I guess we'll do it. 10 out of 10 bio.
10 out of 10, 100%. No
Yeah.
risk whatsoever.
Well, no, yeah, there is risks, but you know. Who cares about risk if they're hot, right? Yeah, like, so what? Who cares if you die? As long as if you end on like a good night.
As long as you end on a happy note, nothing else matters.
Now, do you think this Dr. Fauci, considers himself a 10 out of 10, and that's why he wrote this article? He was like, "Well, if you're hot like me, then obviously girls should do me. It's fine. It's only the coronavirus."
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, I think it's making sense now. The guy just hasn't had any Tinder action lately, and he's like, "Oh, whoa, hold on. It's fine. It's worth it. Come on, trust me."
Oh my God, you're right. You're absolutely right.
We cracked it. Nice try, doctor. Can't pull a fast one on me.
You can't beat the brain of Big Q.
That's right. Now they call me Big Q. But Andrew just heard that. All right, sorry. Back to my transition here. So, people like Alex may call me Big Q, but people call Miss Deering over here Big Poo because we have a girl here, D'Amica Deering, I believe is how you pronounce her name, from Ohio. She is the infamous 41-year-old who decided to take a massive dump in the entrance of a Walmart.
Oh my God.
Have you heard the story, Alex?
I've heard stories of people just dropping their pants and taking poops in Walmarts before.
It gets better. Don't open it. All right, I'll paint you the story.
Okay.
All right, so you can close your eyes, jump on my magic carpet. Let me show you the world. Let me explain to you what you're about to witness here.
All
So,
right.
Miss Deering lives in Ohio, decides, you know what? I don't have a job. I don't really got much money, but I still need to get some Walmart stuff. So she goes into Walmart and she just shoplifts. She just steals everything. I don't know how she did it, but she stole $238 worth of items. I don't know how she could fit that much stuff in her bag or something. But anyways, she steals this much amount of items, gets away with it. She is scot-free. Nobody noticed it. Well, they weren't able to track her, but they got photos of her through the cameras. And she must have had that thrill in her blood. She must have got that adrenaline boosting in her because the very next day she tries to steal again from the exact same Walmart. She goes in. They instantly recognize her because of the camera photos they saw not even 24 hours ago. And they instantly catch her. The police are there. They're already catching her. And in a panic, a way to escape. You know how some fish squirt ink to quickly escape and maybe
Oh,
distract the police officers, or I guess the other fish. I don't think this police officer's in the water, but you know, it's a defense mechanism for some animals. Well,
Yeah.
her defense mechanism is was to pull her pants down and just take a massive dump.
Oh.
So that is the story of Miss Deering.
That is the beautiful picture that's painted.
Yes. So honestly, she is getting what? 45-day suspension and 12 months of unsupervised probation. That's it.
I mean, there you go, guys. If you ever thought about taking a public shit, that's the consequences you gotta
Yeah,
face.
I'll call that a win. Honestly, I would steal $238 of Walmart items and take a massive dump at the entrance. That's all I have to do. That's not that big of a deal. 45 days? Pff, that's no big deal at all. I can do that.
Yeah, no biggie. No big deal whatsoever.
Now, do you think she should put this link on her Tinder bio?
Oh my. I mean, if she wants to find the one, then yes, she would. Because there's probably only one person that would swipe right on her in that instance.
And that's me.
Exactly.
I love stories like this. I want Deering to come on the podcast and ex defend her case here. This is perfect. I think she's great.
This would be great.
A true COVID-19 hero. I feel like this is the kind of stories I was expecting, and you only get a dime a dozen right now. There should be more. More people should be pooping in the Walmart entrances, especially because I don't know about you, Alex. But the Walmart that's right beside us, you have to wait outside in a line because they can only allow a certain amount of people inside. I thought that's what this was going to lead to. When I read the article, I was like, oh, it's because they didn't let her in to go to the washroom because they can only have a certain amount of people. And so she just took a poop. Nope, not where this was going. But that's where it
Not
should have went. I'm surprised this isn't happening more because of these lineup situations.
Well, you tried. That's the important thing.
Like, I waited in line for like a whole 10 minutes out there. It was horrible. It was the worst experience of my life.
That was the worst experience of your
Yeah, I have a pretty good life, so.
life. You can't think of one thing that would have been a worse experience.
Okay, it might be in like my top 20.
Okay.
But it was cold. I had someone with a mask in front of me. I had a girl named Deering pooping behind me. Or, sorry, well. You know, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's just gross people, COVID. It was horrible. It was cold out.
Did you at least have a jacket?
No, I never wear a jacket.
Well, then I think this is your own fault.
But I didn't realize there was a lineup. See, next time I'll have a jacket. Don't worry.
Okay, next time. If it's that cold out, because I mean it's starting to get nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you see the snow in Calgary?
No, but I don't know if the people in Calgary saw it either because they're stuck indoors, right?
Well, let's just say I've seen pictures of the Calgary snow down yesterday, and oh my goodness, thank God that stuff didn't come north.
Now, the people that took pictures, are they in jail now because they were outside?
No, they took it through their patio doors, you know. They stayed inside. Come on.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah,
Bunch of rebels, those Calgarians.
exactly. Gosh darn Calgarians and their patio doors.
Curses. I'm pretty sure no one is enjoying COVID-19. Like, I'm not suffering, but I'm not enjoying it. I'd like to go to the gym. I'd like to not wait outside for 10 whole minutes in front of Walmart. But you know what, Alex? There is someone that is enjoying COVID-19, and it's not just 6ix9ine from last week, but it's also an Indiana firefighter who got $8 million, $8.2 million to be exact, sent to his account for EI.
Oh, I wish.
Yep. By mistake, they just punched in the wrong numbers and they sent him $8.2 million. When obviously he was only supposed to be getting 1,700.
Oh, I wish. Like, please just send it my way next time.
Yeah, would that not have been amazing? Just imagine the day you just casually go to your bank, plug everything in, and then boom, you are suddenly a millionaire because of COVID-19. Yeah, he is living the dream. Now, unfortunately, this is a sad story. We don't talk about happy stuff during these times. The government took the money back.
God damn it.
And Alex, I know what I said, the 5 second rule. I think that should apply here. They screwed up. They gotta live with their consequences. They should have let the guy keep the 8 million.
Yes, they should have. That's a happy mistake, and they should have let him keep it.
Yeah. And also, I think just for the story of it, they should have kept it. Because if he ought to keep that $8 million, people would be stoked. People would be thrilled if COVID-19 continued to last. Every month they'd be like, yes, am I the next guy to possibly get $8 million by mistake? Like, this would be exciting thing for people. But now they're like, oh, well, this sucks. Even if I get some money, they'll take it back. This sucks. But man, yeah, they should let him have it. This would have united everyone. People would have been stoked again. Everyone would have been happy about COVID-19. It would have really put a nice little sweet spot during these bad times. Yeah, they screwed the pooch on this. I think they should have. Honestly, if they didn't take the money back, I would have put my tinfoil hat on, Alex, and asked you if you think they intentionally gave him the money to get everyone else stoked about possibly getting all this money. But no, they took it back. This was a clear mistake, and the government, they just don't know how to have fun.
God damn it, government. You could have given somebody so much power.
Yeah, Charles Calvin, he would have been a true hero if he got $8 million.
Oh, poor Calvin. I just want to give Calvin a hug.
Yeah, Calvin's probably really hitting himself on the head right now, just going, why didn't I just quickly take all the money out of the bank when I had it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Poor. I want Calvin on the podcast so we can give him a hug.
Yeah, we'll give him a virtual hug because, safe distancing. Yeah, what a tragic story that happened to him today. I really wish him the best. Maybe next month they'll give him the money again. Fingers crossed. He's earned it.
Virtual hugs on the way, Calvin. We love you.
He's a firefighter too. He's a hero. Give him the money. If this
Exactly.
was like an IT guy or a Taco Bell employee, okay, he doesn't need $8 million. He won't know what to do with it. If it was Darling who poops in front of a Walmart entrance, okay, she doesn't need $8 million. We can take that back. But come on, it's a firefighter. Calvin earned it. Good on him.
Exactly.
Now, do you think he should, because he took a photo of his bank, of the bank statement, and showed it online. That's how it got viral because of the photo of his bank having $8 million inside. Do you think he should post that photo as the first photo on his Tinder profile?
Oh, 100%. It would go off like a fucking light bulb.
And that doctor that approved it, he's going to be so bummed that he didn't have that photo. He's gonna be like, man, all the girls are going for him, but like, I'm worth it. I'm worth getting it. They should go for me.
Totally, yeah. Your paychecks totally mean that much.
Quibi should make a 10-minute episode based off of this story.
Right? Yeah. We could call it Calvin the Sugar Daddy.
And the sugar daddy, whoa. Heck, it's $8 million, and Quibi has what, 6 billion they're just throwing out at different celebrities? This is what they
Right?
should do. Quibi should just give $8 million to Calvin. Calvin can star in a 10-minute movie about himself, and then everyone's happy.
Yeah, I'd pay money for that.
I would too. I would get a Quibi subscription if I found out they gave my boy Calvin $8 million.
Yeah, I'd be down too. Why not? Let's do it.
Let's sign a petition. Get Calvin his 8 mil back. Speaking of paying money to watch it, as in us watching a Calvin video on Quibi. Someone that didn't pay money to watch Cats was Hugh Jackman.
Smart move, Hugh. Smart move.
So he has not seen the movie. And not only that, but he turned down a role for the movie. He was offered to star in Cats.
I'm actually kind of surprised that he didn't say yes to a role.
Yeah, even Hugh Jackman, even Hugh himself knew that this was a huge mistake.
Ah, I see what you did there. It's a Hugh mistake.
Yeah, so Hugh Jackman, even he wasn't tempted with the Cats movie. But it really makes you wonder, who else do you think they try to reach out to star in this film?
Oh, geez. Maybe,
Was there a bigger get than Taylor Swift? Like, could they have tried to go for Beyoncé?
I would have gone for Neil Patrick Harris, but that's just me.
A lot of big names in music, since this is a musical. That's what they did with Taylor Swift and, Rebel Wilson. Very well-known musical artists.
Like I'm sure Tristan was depressed that Anna Kendrick wasn't in there.
Yes. Yeah, they should have gotten the whole cast of Pitch Perfect.
Oh, 100%. That would be entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. They could have gotten Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
They could have got my boy J Biebs, Justin Bieber. He would have been the star of the show. He would have been the white cat.
Yeah. I could see that. Holy shit. Actually, I want to see that now. If they were to digitally remake Cats so that Justin Bieber was the white cat, I would rewatch Cats.
I don't know if it was the article I sent you or if it's another one. I read a few about this because I wanted to. You know me. I love Cats. I just anything to do with that movie, I just gotta get my information about it. So I've read a few just to enjoy the moment. And one of them was joking about how Hugh Jackman must have found out that they were gonna CGI their penises out, and that's why he didn't agree.
Oh, lovely.
So that makes a lot of sense. Hugh Jackman, he doesn't wanna hide anything. But yeah, well, because Hugh Jackman was in Les Miserables, right? So they were the him and the director have past history together. So that's probably why he was reached out. But yeah, so he turned down the role. Who knows who else turned it down at this point, but whoever did, very smart decision.
Yeah, I mean, whoever decided to get in Hugh's ear about not doing it, I think they win MVP.
Classic monthly cat update. Do you think they'll ever make a Cats 2?
I hope so.
Like, just ironically, obviously they should not have a budget like 100 million like last time.
Oh, I'm waiting for the parody movie of Cats. It's gonna be called Dogs.
But yeah, like, just Cats 2. I want to know what happens to the rest of the cats after the ball.
They all become part of a cult,
Well,
and they keep.
because every year they decide who is the Angelical Queen, right? So yeah, next year, next this December, every year this should be like a yearly thing.
Yeah, we try and find a new Jellicle cat.
Yeah, see, that's all I want. Just give me as much as you can here. But yeah, that is it for cats, and that is it for the news on my end here. Alex, anything new going on with sports?
Surprisingly, we have one new sports story and a holdover rewind story from last week. And the biggest sports story to come out of recent, and there hasn't been a whole lot because a lot of them have just been, oh, such and such person has COVID. Oh, this such and such person has COVID. Oh, we can't figure out when we're going to start sports back up.
By the way,
So,
Alex,
yes.
I was doing a little homework myself here because you were telling me how all the sports are canceled at the moment due to, the situation. So I did a little homework. I was looking up some sports to see if there were any that were still running, and there is a sport that's running. Can you
Oh.
guess which sport it is?
There's a I swear to God, if you say Fortnite.
I was gonna say Fortnite. You know me so well.
I'm like, the only thing that can be playing right now is virtual, and then I was like, oh my God, he's gonna say Fortnite.
There's no pulling a fast one on you. I wanted to get you all excited and then trick you. All right. No tricking Alex today. He's must have had a few cups of coffee already.
Oh, I wish. I might pick one up on the way to work.
All right, well, give me an actual sports story then. My apologies. All
right,
actual
sports story. But, however, there was a clue in our last conversation to this sports story. It does involve esports. And the fact is, so a lot of sports leagues are doing these charity streams where players from their leagues will play the respective video game for charity. So, like, hockey players will play hockey game, baseball players will play baseball games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyways, Kyle Larson, he is a NASCAR driver, and he was playing on an iRacing NASCAR stream for charity when he decided to go full 2008 Call of Duty and drop the N-word. So just full on a stream with a bunch of little kids watching, because you know how impressionable little kids are, just drops one bad word, and now his whole career has gone down the chute. He has been let go by his racing team. He has been ridiculed. He's had a professional baseball player speak out about how he needs to get beat up. However, he's had the only African-American driver on his racing circuit say that he deserves a second chance. So what do you think of this whole debacle? I know I didn't really explain it all that much, but this is like that Fortnite story about that player that used hacks that one time and got his account banned for life. Do you think someone deserves a second chance for something as stupid as this?
I'm glad he connected it to a past sports story. That's awesome. But, but in all seriousness, it was the N-word you said?
It was the N-word.
Ah, see, like, if it was any other word, we can give the guy a pass. Oh, hold on. Is he African-American?
No, he's not.
Can't do it. Can't do it. If this was any other word, we can give him, like, a little slap on the wrist, maybe a little timeout for a few months, and then he can get back on it. But that's just a no-go for me. That's just not acceptable. I will have to say, yeah, screw this guy. See, I'm trying to find a way to be like, eh, it's okay. No, can't. My apologies. No, he's donezo.
Do you think he should be beaten up?
Well, no, I don't think he should be beaten up. Safe social distance, guys. We don't want to do that. Virtually beat him up. Just call him bad names online. Just be like, oh, wow, you're so stupid. Yeah, but yeah, you don't want to touch anybody right now. You know, bad times. But yeah, probably not get beaten up, but definitely never work for that type of profession for a while.
Just take a nice long back seat.
Yeah. Take a nice long back seat in the NASCAR. Just relax a bit. Let someone else do it. Right. That was a ghost in my room.
It was Angel.
Yeah. Let someone else do the driving for a bit and just kind of, you know, maybe not give him the wheel of the car for now.
You know what? That's a smart call, but we're going to switch to something a little bit more funny.
I have one more question. Is this guy related to, so his name's Kyle Larson. Is he related to Brie Larson?
I do not think so.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering.
I do not know. I mean, I could be wrong.
Does he look like Brie Larson?
Maybe.
I'm just trying to picture this guy. Okay. I'm just going to picture Brie Larson with a haircut.
You're going to picture Brie Larson with a haircut?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It does not say there's any relation to Brie Larson, so I think we're good.
Okay. Perfect. I didn't know if we had to like start banning Captain Marvel because of this guy.
Yeah.
All right. Whew, good. I was worried.
Anyway, so we're gonna go back to an older story from, I believe this is 2014, from your boy Antonio Brown. You excited for an Antonio Brown story?
Yes, good. This guy knows how to handle the press. He's no Kyle Larson.
Ah, well, not only can he handle the press, he can apparently handle other NFL players in a very unique way. So anyways, this is back when Antonio Brown was still coming into the league. He was mainly a returner, and he was returning a kick when he decided to use an unorthodox way of trying to continue his run. If you want to click on that video, you'll see what I mean.
So that was my boy Antonio Brown that had the ball. And
Yeah,
then just jumps up and just smashes someone's face in with his cleat.
yeah, he just decided to go flying high kick someone.
I honestly don't see an issue with this. This is how you should be playing football. He is using every. Just watch the slow motion for it. Oh, that was perfect timing. Yeah, but he's just using everything he's got to get his team the goal. Lanning ain't looking too hot. Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
poor Spencer Lanning takes a fucking boot to the chest.
Honestly, that's Lang's fault because he decided to be on a team that was against Antonio Brown.
So you just think Antonio Brown's unstoppable.
I just think if you choose vol if you voluntarily choose to be on a team that is not with him, then expect the worst.
You're gonna take a foot to the a flying high kick to the fucking neck.
Yeah, he deserves it. I'm on Team Brown for this one. I support everything he does.
Oh my God, but that slow-mo especially just oh, the slow-mo is the best part of that.
So people are saying Kyle Larson should be getting beaten up. Should we put him on a football field and have Antonio Brown just run right towards him and just smash his foot in?
Oh yeah, just go full Kung Fu Panda on him.
Yeah, that should be his punishment.
Yeah, I mean, I'd watch that. I'd
Is
100% watch that. That's entertaining as shit.
that how they should take the punishments? Kyle Larson can choose his own poison at this point. He can either be done with NASCAR and that's his punishment. He's just no longer gonna be making money off of this field of work, or he can decide, I really need the money, I really like working here. I will let Antonio Brown kick my face in. And that's his punishment. Should he pick his own punishment? And those are his two options.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. But which one would you choose? That's the question.
Well, you know me. I have sensitive skin, so I would just call it quits.
You'd call it quits.
Yeah, plus I don't want Antonio Brown's foot in my face. I want my first encounter with him to be very normal, or as normal as it can get.
Yeah, so just like one big man hug, be like, you're the best.
Yeah, or like if I had to choose what Antonio Brown punishment I could get, I'd prefer him throw a bag of dicks at me.
You'd prefer the bag of dicks?
I would.
I mean, they are gummy dicks, so I get what you're going at.
Exactly. You can smash into my face, and then afterwards we could both just munch on them. Be great.
Hear me out. What if they were Bean Boozled dicks, if you know what I mean?
I have no idea what you mean.
Okay, you know the Bean Boozled challenge where you have different flavored jelly beans and they either taste really good or god awful?
That's called the Bean Boozle Challenge.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Anyways, so just the Bean Boozled challenge but with a bag of dicks.
That's right. And then you can either get strawberry flavor or you can get the blood of Kyle Larson.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yep, I hope it's strawberry.
Yeah. Or you can get chocolate or you can get Miss Deering's poo from the Walmart.
I knew you were gonna go there as soon as you said chocolate.
Yeah. I figure once you got the chocolate, you can kind of put some pieces together.
Yeah, I can put two and two together.
So many options. Now, speaking of Miss Deering, Yeah, Mysterio. I nailed it. I know her name. So, Alex, who would you put your money on to win a snowball fight? Antonio Brown or Miss Deering? Because they're both used to throwing stuff.
Oh, Antonio Brown, hands down.
Yeah.
Deering is not known for throwing. She's more of projectile spraying.
You're right. Nah, yeah,
So
exactly. If this was a snowball fight with your butt cheeks.
if you're looking to
Yeah.
Splatoon your Walmart, then you get Miss Deering.
You're right. It's a different kind of throwing. I gotcha. Yeah, I would definitely put my money on Antonio Brown. Plus, he has more experience with that kind of stuff. I feel like he would always win.
Way more experience and probably faster too, because
I don't know. Deering did steal $238 worth of items pretty quickly.
yeah, but she just imagine the reload process. She'd need like a couple hours to reload.
Well, it takes her 24 hours to reload.
At least.
Yeah, well, because she gets back, she went back the next day. She was ready to go.
Yeah, okay, you know what? If they're giving her day after day to do it, then why not?
But yeah, there we have it. We have all the stories here with Antonio Brown. Anything else about this incident?
No, just I thought you'd find it funny.
Yeah, I think with Antonio Brown is comedy gold.
Oh yeah, I knew as soon as I found the story, and I'm just like, yeah, Antonio Brown, he'll like it.
They should pay Antonio Brown to be on an episode of Quibi. That'll bring the people in.
Oh, I'm sure it would, especially if they made it like a docu-series about his life. I'd be down.
That's what the people want to see.
Oh yeah, like we need to know where he purchased his bag of dicks.
I could take a few guesses. I bet you the doctor that approved Tinder, I bet you he's got some sources.
Actually, I'm curious what happens when I search bag of dicks on Amazon.
Well, that is now on your search history forever. That was a mistake. You can follow us at poptopic_pod on Instagram. And until next week, I'm Quentin, and I am going to be sleeping on my Eat a Bag of Dicks pillow.
I'm Alex. You can catch me on Quibi, watching Antonio Brown figure out where he gets his bag of dicks from.
Oh, and you said you can watch me on Quibi. I thought Quibi paid you to be in one of their shows.
Oh, yeah, I got a fat stack of $8.2 million.
Oh man, Calvin is pissed.
Calvin is so pissed.
All right. See you later, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.